Well, as a child, I liked Lead Belly and Big Bill Brunsey. They're the first blues players I heard. And it was like more acoustic blues, country blues. But obviously growing up on rock and roll and folk music, I soon looked behind the rock and rollers and found people like Jimmy Reed and ultimately Muddy Waters. But like any European, educating yourself in the blues was a slow process. You had to dig out this record and that record and eventually put the whole picture together. But the people I like would be, I like Junior Wells and Buddy Guy, the late J.B. Hutto.
And very influenced by Earl Hooker and Robert Nighthawk and Muddy Waters and Tampa Red. And then I like the playing of Scrapper Blackwell and Big Bill Brunsey, aforementioned. And I like players like Freddie King and Buddy Guy and Philip Guy. So I suppose really, if you want to pick a kind of an idol, I'd say Muddy Waters.
Those early tracks, the stinging slide guitar and the kind of production on those records, I think that would probably be a primal point, all right. The track, I think, with Earl Hooker on guitar, You Need Love, that really still is on the record player every other week.
And you learn an awful lot from these people, you know, particularly Muddy, because, I mean, just being in that fella's presence, you learn, you know, the way he tunes his guitar, the way he talks, the way he sings. And
but I think all young players, rock and blues players, should dig deeper. I've tried to find a way that if I'm doing a blues number, I can do it very traditional if I want to.
Right.
I can also add my own element or my own twists to it. And if I'm doing a rock song with a blues thing in it, you know, I try to be adventurous and progressive in some material, and others I try to be as down home and as ethnic as possible. I suppose the ultimate dream, aside from wanting to be, you know, a good player or have a good band or whatever, is that in the, you know, 50 years' time, that one of your songs in any way matched a blues classic,
yes,
if you like.
Yes.
I mean, that would be a real something for your tombstone, and that would be smashing, you know.